The Holy Gospel according to the St. John, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In John's Gospel, the miracles of Jesus are called signs because they reveal the true character of God. As such, they remain within the mystery of God and cannot be brought under human control. I begin reading at verse 1. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we going to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed it to them, to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. Then the people saw the sign that he had done. They began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is come into the world." When Jesus realized they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. The Gospel of the Lord.
You
may be seated. And I ask that the children come forward for the children's sermon.
Can you hold this for me? Can you hold? Yeah. Want to hold this? Want to hold it? They're tippy. You want to hold one? How about you? You want to hold it? Well, gee whiz, what did I give you? Dishes? What are you going to do with it? You're right. These are dishes. And we put leftovers in it. And the leftovers we put in the refrigerator. Do you ever have leftovers? Do you like leftovers? Okay. Well, in our gospel today, we have the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 people. And he asked Andrew to go find food. Well, Andrew said, there's just no way. No, he really didn't say that. He said, but it would take 7 months of wages, that's money, to go find enough food for all these people. But then at the very same time, another disciple came, and he said, "Here is a little boy with 5 loaves, and 2 fish. And what did Jesus do with it? Do you know the story? What did Jesus do with it? He prayed over it. He blessed it. And all of a sudden, there was food for everyone. 5,000 people. And then afterward, Jesus said, now I want you to go and pick up all of the leftovers. And what do you think they did with the leftovers? What'd they do with them? That's right. They saved it. They put it in the baskets, and they probably took it and gave it to others. You know, there's something we do in our church that's very, very much like that. The Sundays that we have Holy Communion, the little wafers that we take and the wine that we take, those are saved. And then they are given to those who can't come to Holy Communion. And sometimes the wine might go a little bit bad, or there's more wine than they need. And that wine is taken and given back to the earth. So we save the leftovers. We do more with them. There's a lesson that we can learn from this today. And this is that even though the little boy only had 5 loaves, 2 fish, God blessed it and made more of it. So whatever we have, whether it's big or little, we can use it to God's glory. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your greatest blessings, and we ask that you guide us in such a way that our leftovers can be to your glory. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for helping.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If you would take a basketball and put it into my hands, I'd have a ball to play with. But if you take that same basketball and you put it into the hands of somebody, say like Tony Parker or Michael Jordan, you see some amazing skills that could take place. Or if you would take a paintbrush and you'd put it in my hand, I could slap some paint and cover quite a bit of board feet within a day's time. But you take a paintbrush and you put it in the hands of somebody like Michelangelo, you have great works of art that millions of people want to see over the centuries. It's not so much the tool, it's whose hands you place it into. Think what would happen as we take our meager resources and place them into the hands of God. But what happens is you get a story like we read today in our gospel lesson. What's interesting about this particular story is that it is included in all 4 gospel accounts. Really, there's very few stories that are included in all 4 gospel accounts except the passion story, the story of Christ going to the cross and resurrection. But for the early Christians, this was a very important story of how God provides for us, how Jesus is able to fill not only our physical needs, but also our spiritual needs. Here in the story, large crowds were starting to follow Jesus. Everywhere that Jesus went, there were crowds following at this point in the story. It was getting hard for Jesus to get away, to find some quiet time to pray or just simply to teach with his inner circle of disciples. Jesus had tried to do that. He went up on a mountain, and as he was teaching his disciples, he saw large crowds of people coming his way. And when he saw those crowds, he said to his disciples, where are we going to go and buy food for all these people coming? Well, Philip, who is the realist, a practical guy, looks at all these folks coming up, and he does the middle math in his head, and he says, 6 months' wages is not going to be enough for everybody just to get a little bit. Now, Andrew, he starts to look at things in a little bit different way. He starts going around to the people, to the crowd coming up, and seeing what kind of food they have. And he finds a little boy who's willing to share his lunch. And he brings that to Jesus, and he says, well, I found a little bit, but what's this in the midst of a huge crowd that this is? And it was a huge crowd. Here in John's gospel, he said it was about 5,000 people. If you look at Mark's gospel, it says 5,000 men plus women and children. So there could have been 10 to 15,000 people here. Can you imagine trying to feed 10 to 15,000 people and Jesus asking you, okay, go ahead and feed them. Go out and buy food. Go out and find some. The disciples didn't understand. Jesus knew what he was going to do. And so that couple of pieces of fish, those few loaves of bread, are placed into the hands of Jesus. He takes them. He blesses them. He gives them thanks. He gives thanks to God for the bread, for the food. He breaks it, and he gives it to his disciples to give to the people. It's interesting in reading this and hearing this story that in John's gospel, there is no account of Holy Communion. There's a number of chapters devoted to that Last Supper, but in that Last Supper, it's mostly about the last teachings that Jesus had for his disciples. And also included in that story is the foot washing. But there is no account of Holy Communion, of Jesus starting Holy Communion in John's gospel. But here, we see the hints of it. Jesus takes bread, gives thanks, breaks it, and gives it to his disciples, saying, here, take it and pass it around. Very similar language to our Holy Communion. As I said, this is a very important story. This was a very important story for those early Christians. One of the reasons is because of that language. The other is because people were hungry. They didn't have much to eat. Their wages weren't very high. Taxes were very high. They basically lived from hand to mouth each and every day. And so they were hungry. And Jesus is able to feed them. Disciples, as you know in the story, disciples go out, they pass out the food, and they come back then after the end, after everybody's had enough to eat. Everybody's satisfied, and they come back with more food than what we started with. Now some people think a miracle. I mean, it's a great miracle, and how this miracle happens, I'm not sure. One is to take it simply at face value and say that, you know, the food never diminished out of those baskets that the disciples had. Every time they took something out, there would be more food yet inside those baskets. A true miracle. The other way to look at this is still as much a miracle as possible is that as the disciples were passing out the food, other people had brought food along with them, some extra food, and they were now willing to share with other folks. And as far as I'm concerned, that's as great a miracle as well then too. But a miracle happens. When we place our things in the hands of Jesus, amazing things do happen. Amazing things do happen when we place our meager belongings into the hands of people. We may have different projects here at the church, or you may undertake ministries yourself. And if we would look at a project and say, it's going to take too much time, it's going to take too much money, we never have the resources. If we look at it like Philip or Andrew looked at it, there's not enough. It's not going to happen. Or if you look at yourself individually and think, I can't be a Sunday school teacher, I don't have those skills. I like children, but I just simply don't have those skills. Or they need help up around the church, but I can't do that. Or I'm not comfortable speaking in front of people. How can I ever be a leader in the church? But again, if we take the meager things that we have and we place those into the hands of God, God can do amazing things with us. I know every weekend before I get up here before you, I pray that God can take my empty words and fill them with meaning so that they are meaningful for somebody today. That I'm always amazed that God can use even somebody like me to be a part of the kingdom of God. And God is calling each and every one of us to be a part of that kingdom of God, to place into his hands those things that you have, whether they're great things or whether they're small things. Because with anything, God can do great things. As these people finished up the meals, the disciples came back and they picked up the leftovers. And there was more than what they started with, and everybody was satisfied. But is it enough? Is it enough? And actually, the answer is no. For the next couple of Sundays, I think this story, you will hear the continuation of this story and some of the explanation and teachings that Jesus has to go along with this story. In the next couple of Sundays, you will hear that Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Those who believe in me will never be thirsty and never be hungry again." Jesus did fill these people with their physical needs. They filled their physical hunger. But there is more that is needed. There is that longing for God, that longing to know that God is present in our lives, that God is watching us and watching over us, protecting us and keeping us always, that no matter what happens in our physical lives, God is still there. God fills that need within us. There's more to life than just fulfilling the physical needs, our physical wants. There is so much more. Just as we place things into the hands of God, and God is able to do wonderful things with that, God also fulfills us in all that we need and in all that we do. Jesus is the bread of life. May we never hunger or thirst again. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.